U.S. Senator Mark Begich announced his opposition to the mine on January 19. Barely 2 days later, this ad was airing.
Senator Begich is fighting to protect Alaska families and the 14,000 jobs that depend on Bristol Bay.
Senator Begich stood with Alaskans and opposed this mine. Thank you, Senator Begich.
That last voice was Kodiak fisherman Mike Fracero, wearing a brown jacket, standing shoreside in a slight breeze. Shively recognized him from another anti-pebble ad that appeared last fall.
It was the same guy, same clothes, same location, no snow. The piece was the piece that appeared in the ad after the senator made his decision was clearly filmed back in October or September.
Shively says it looks to him like Begich made up his mind long before he announced it. But he acknowledges the real issue for those like him who want to develop Pebble is that Begich sided against the mine and before Pebble Partnership has even applied for permits.
And that's my big problem. And, you know, did he telegraph or one of his staff telegraphed that to our opposition? It certainly appears that way.
Begich says there were no secret signals. He says the ad sponsors must have drawn their own inference from what he'd been saying publicly for months.
I've always said that at the end of the day, I'll look at the science and that will drive a significant portion of my decision of where I'll be on this. It sounds like they obviously believed in the science and took a risk.
Begich says he doesn't know how many alternate versions the ad sponsors made. He says, for all he knows, they shot a version unthanking him in case he came down on the other side. Maybe it's like the old Saturday Night Live skit where Tom Brokaw has to pre-record news of all the ways ex-President Ford might die while the anchorman is on vacation. Struck by commuter plane, crack overdose, mauled by circus lion.
What's next?
All right, the double story.
All right. A fireball destroyed France today, and Gerald Ford is dead. Now, what are the odds of that? Come on.
The sponsor of the ad thanking Begich, Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, didn't respond to requests for an interview. But Tim Bristol of Trout Unlimited, a partner group also opposed to the mine, says there's no cause for suspicion here.
We were always hopeful that the senator would come out and support science and come to the right conclusion, but we have no idea. So you have people mobilized to shoot the video, so you go ahead and you plan for a series of contingencies.
Bristol doesn't know how many contingencies the videotaping covered, but he says nobody making an anti-pebble ad last fall would have needed a tip-off or a wild imagination to pre-shoot a thank you to Begich. The rest of Alaska's congressional delegation and the Republicans who hope to replace Begich have blasted the EPA for choosing to conduct a study of the watershed, saying it amounted to a preemptive veto of the mine. Begich, early last year, pressed for the study to continue. The study, like a 2012 draft, says a large gold and copper mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay could harm the bay's rich salmon runs. Pebble executives say the study is flawed. The Kodiak fisherman thanking Begich in the ad, Mike Fracero, says he understood his gratitude was speculative.
The way I understand it is they made several thank yous to several politicians and unleashed marks because he actually expressed an opinion.
Fracero says he's expecting several more ads to appear based on the video shot that day last fall. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.